This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez Guittardi live in studio with the latest from the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. It's good to see you both. Nice. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. Nice to be here again.
Absolutely. So this the new national debate series for the year is being launched. The first big debate. Explain this to me. What's going on?
We did the first debate last Friday night at the National Press Club. There will be four through the spring. Excerpts from each will be played on the PBS NewsHour, which used to be known as the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. And they will.
So he's no longer there?
Jim is still there, but in a little bit lesser role.
So it used to be McNeil Lehrer, then it was the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Now it's the NewsHour.
The PBS NewsHour.
With occasionally Jim Lehrer.
Yes. Jim is still the lead editor, but he doesn't carry as much of the load as he used to carry.
Yeah, yeah. So that, what was the topic of that debate?
The first one was on the question whether or not we need a larger number of college graduates in order to remain a world-class economic power. Later this month, we are debating the question whether or not end-of-life health care should be rationed, kind of the death panel issue.
Yeah.
And we expect it'll be a very interesting debate. One of the debaters is the guy who was counsel to then-Governor Jeb Bush during the Schiavo case. And this debate will bring up very interesting ethical and religious issues.
Yeah. Well, I heard some doctor interviewed recently saying that most of the money that's spent in healthcare in America is spent in those last few years of life. And his argument was that the wonders of medicine to prolong life don't necessarily give you a improved quality of life. You're just keeping an organism alive.
That's a little bit of an oversimplification. Medicare figures show that something like 40% of all Medicare expenditures are spent during the last year of life. But interestingly, it's a lot more expensive to treat people between age 65 and 74 than it is older people. And so if you isolate it down, if you live to be a ripe old age, typically you'll die in a hospice rather than a hospital. If you die 65 to in the 70s, early 70s, you typically will die in a hospital, which is a lot more expensive.
Yeah, interesting. We're talking with George Gillum. Christina Lopez Guittardi is also with us. You can learn more online at millercenter.org. Christina, what's up? What do you have on the radar for folks?
Well, our first forum, which is going to be this coming Friday, is going to be Can Our Shameful Prisons Be Reformed? We have David Cole, who's a Georgetown University law professor, who's going to be here, and he's going to talk about this this troubling issue.
Yeah, we're kind of pairing David Cole, who is a great liberal activist, with John Yoo, who will be here 2 weeks later.
I've heard about that.
Friday the 19th. We expect to have a lot of interest in that.
Yeah.
John Yoo was the author of the infamous torture memos, and he's now written a very interesting book that argues, I think probably correctly, that in times of war, national emergency, the president gets greater power, and the power of Congress relative to that of the president decreases. And he's going to be talking about his book, but I have a high degree of confidence that most of the questions will be about his service during the Bush administration.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. Now, what do you do with somebody like that who is controversial, is going to draw a tremendous crowd? And we already know that there's going to be protests. I mean, people are already planning. Are they going to protest at the Miller Center? Are they going to be the entrance? Or?
Well, I don't know. But we always look upon this kind of presentation as an opportunity to remind people, you know, this is what we do. We present people who have strong opinions on both sides. We don't try to be nonpartisan. We try to be bipartisan and present both sides of important issues. We've had any number of speakers who have come in and assailed the programs that you legitimatized or tried to legitimatize. And so it's only right and certainly consistent with our practice that he be given the opportunity to come in and defend what he's done. John, you have spoken at the Miller Center before. He's a very smart, in many respects, a very charming person. He was on Jon Stewart within the past 2 or 3 weeks and handled himself very well. So if we have protesters, we'll simply remind them that let Mr. Yu have his say for 30 or 40 minutes, then there'll be plenty of time for question and answers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask him hard questions, but do it in a respectful, polite manner and let him
have a civil discussion. Absolutely. And that's actually one of my favorite parts of the forums at the Miller Center is the Q&A, where you have an opportunity to ask some of these national figures, throw them your best question. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Christina?
And then on Monday, March 8th, we have Jack Goldstone, who's a professor of public policy at George Mason University. He's written a very interesting article in Foreign Affairs called The New Population Bomb, which includes 4 megatrends that will change the world.
The new population bomb. It reminds me, I was telling you, George, I was watching some old video from Jefferson area cable channel 10 back before channel 29 existed. There was the local cable channel 10. And it was a scene of cars going up and down Main Street before they closed it off and turned it into the downtown mall. And there was this big sign on the back of the bus. This is 1974-73. And it said, the population time bomb is ticking. Be careful and watch out. And so I guess there's some people still saying that we have a real issue there.
Well, Goldstone is a demographer, basically. And what he shows is that the relative weight, population weight of the most advanced countries, basically the Western countries, will decrease by 25% over the next 30 or 40 years, and that the relative weight of the countries that are underdeveloped will increase hugely. The Christian and Western religions will go way down in terms of their relative percentage, and the weight of the Muslims will increase hugely. And this portends major trends in the country.
Sure, we can think a long list of them, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's alarming to think of. Is there's real science there to back this up, that these... Yeah. Projections, that's alarming.
And as you know, China for many years had a negative growth policy, which has worked. And so China, even though the numbers are enormous, is not going to be growing at nearly the same rate that many of the Muslim countries are.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, they've got the forum, the public forums available at the Miller Center. Check them out online at millercenter.org for a complete schedule. Thank you both for being here.
Enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.